WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Charlottesville area water authorities have lifted water restrictions. The Park Service is giving citizens more time to comment on increases that would nearly triple the entrance fee at Shenandoah National Park and others. And Harrisonburg gets ready to welcome but tax Airbnb. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, November 22nd.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
Water restrictions due to a drought warning have been rescinded in both the city of Charlottesville and Albemarle County. The Charlottesville City Council approved a resolution lifting water restrictions at its meeting Monday night. The Albemarle Board of Supervisors approved a resolution at a meeting last Thursday. During the drought watch and warning, which began in October, operational changes were made at the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority, such as treating more water from the Ragged Mountain Reservoir, and the amount of in-stream flow release required by the DEQ was decreased to help refill the reservoir. Virginia Democrats are asking a federal judge to block the state from certifying the election results in a Fredericksburg area district where election officials say some voters were given the wrong ballots. Lawyers for the Virginia House Democratic Caucus filed a lawsuit Tuesday in federal court seeking an emergency order blocking the state Board of Elections from certifying election results when they meet on Wednesday. The board temporarily put off certifying two House district elections Monday over concerns that voters in the 28th district were given ballots for the neighboring 88th district instead. Partisan control of the state House may hinge on the outcome of the 28th district, where Republican Bob Thomas leads Democrat Joshua Cole by just 82 votes. Republicans threatened legal action Tuesday if the board does not certify the election. Also, the National Park Service is giving citizens more time to weigh in on a proposed fee increase at 17 of its most popular parks, including Shenandoah National Park. Visitors would be charged $70 per vehicle, up from the current $25 fee during the five busiest months of the year. The comment period had been scheduled to end Thursday. The new deadline is December 22nd. The Park Service said it wanted to accommodate interest from Congress and the public. More than 65,000 comments already have been submitted. Most of the 17 sites are in the West, including Grand Canyon, Yosemite, Yellowstone, Zion, and Mount Rainier. The Park Service says it would raise $70 million annually under the proposal, and those funds are necessary because Congress has not adequately funded Park Service operations. The revenue would fund maintenance and infrastructure projects. Virginia House Minority Leader David Toscano says he'll likely file a bill next session to address the authority of localities over statues and monuments within their borders. From partner station WCVE, Saraya Wintersmith reports.
Leader David Toscano represents the city of Charlottesville, where local officials have faced a violent rally and at least one lawsuit in the wake of city council's vote to take down a Robert E. Lee statue. Toscano says opinions about what to do with similar monuments vary, and one locality's course of action may not be the same as the next, but he wants to give them legal options.
My bill is going to focus on giving localities the ability to control monuments, how they're put up, how they're taken down, how they're contextualized. We'll just have to see how people feel about that.
Toscano says the local authority bill, which hasn't been filed yet, is not currently part of the House Democratic Caucus agenda.
Saraya Wintersmith, WMRA News.
This year, Governor Terry McAuliffe signed legislation giving localities authority to regulate short-term rentals such as Airbnb. In Harrisonburg, those regulations of this currently illegal form of hospitality are taking shape. WMRA's Christopher Clymer-Kurtz reports.
On a recent Saturday, I stopped by to visit the Wilson family.
Hi.
Hi, Janine.
Come on in. Hey, buddy, can you bring your basket over here so I can start putting some of your stuff in here?
This is Janine and her 7-year-old son, Jonah.
Sure. We're just going to be folding laundry. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
The Wilsons live in Belmont Estates, just west of Harrisonburg.
Yeah, that's our koi pond.
I'd come to their home to ask about Airbnb. They use Airbnb as guests and their active hosts.
I really like the idea of, like, meeting new people and having people in our home, especially for Jonah. Him being an only child. I don't know, he really enjoys having guests stay, and he likes to help them make their coffee. And I think it's a good, like, social thing for him to meet new people and to realize that home is, like, a welcoming place for people.
Now, lucky for the Wilsons, as Rockingham County residents, they are permitted to operate their Airbnb. In Harrisonburg City, though, where they used to live and where they also hosted through Airbnb, it's not allowed.
If you were in a residential zoning classification and you are renting an Airbnb right now, or if you are the proprietor of one, it is illegal.
Adam Fletcher is Harrisonburg's Director of Planning and Community Development. He said that earlier this year, Virginia decided that localities can regulate short-term rentals such as Airbnb. Lexington, Charlottesville, and other localities have already implemented rules. Rockingham County Administrator Stephen King said that the Board of Supervisors will likely discuss taxation and short-term rentals in the coming months. The City of Winchester has only had some internal preliminary discussions and has no timeline for, quote, any future actions, said the city's Communications Director Amy Simmons. Harrisonburg City Council member Richard Baugh said now is the time for local government to get involved with regulating Airbnb.
It's been around long enough. It's gone from not existing to, wow, we see clearly what this is and what it can do. If you're going to adopt rules for this stuff, better to do it now than have let sort of the marketplace sort this out for 20 years and then go back and do it.
Although in Harrisonburg, hosting short-term rentals is currently not legal, it will be made permissible and taxable by regulations currently being drafted and expected to end up before the City Council early next year. The current draft defines both Airbnbs and more traditional bed and breakfasts as the same use of property, short-term rentals that need a special use permit to operate. Again, Adam Fletcher.
There are parameters and different things to look at in different circumstances, location being a big one. Is that location appropriate for short-term rentals?
A special use permit costs at minimum $405, depending on the size of the property. It's usually a one-time fee and process and is a case-by-case consideration. A requirement, for example, that short-term rental hosts would actually have to reside on site to ensure accountability for neighbors could be included as needed. And under the current draft regulations, once a permit is granted, that Airbnb activity will be taxable. Harrisonburg's Commissioner of the Revenue is Karen Rose.
They would be required to get a business license with our office, and then they would need to be also collecting the transient occupancy tax and remitting that on a monthly basis, such as our bed and breakfast do.
Many hosts in Harrisonburg probably wouldn't owe any business license fee. That cost depends on annual gross receipts. For a business with gross receipts of less than $10,000, there is no fee. Airbnb reported that last year the average host in Virginia earned well below the threshold for having to pay a fee in Harrisonburg. But all city hosts would have to collect the 7% transient occupancy tax from guests and remit that to the city every month. Either they'd have to lower their fees or Airbnb guests would end up paying more. An Airbnb spokesperson said that it already collects and remits taxes on behalf of more than half of its U.S. hosts, but to do that in Virginia would require state legislation that hasn't been passed. However the transient occupancy tax would be collected, it's not a matter of pennies. For Harrisonburg, it could be several tens of thousands of dollars. For Charlottesville, its potential is more like in the low hundreds of thousands. Until the new regulations are implemented in Harrisonburg, the city's Airbnb hosts are a bit, well, left up in the air. Rachel Whitmer has hosted through Airbnb over the last 2 years. She just recently learned that it's not allowed.
I wouldn't knowingly move forward breaking the law. I would jump through the hoops unless they're not worth it, and then I would just cancel the whole operation.
For the next while, visitors to Harrisonburg might have to Airbnb outside of city limits or get a hotel room. It could be mid-2018 before any Airbnb hosts in the friendly city legally can begin welcoming more guests. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.
And you can learn more about those regulations for Airbnb taking shape in Harrisonburg and elsewhere, and a more detailed statement by Adam Fletcher at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Wednesday and have a safe, joyous Thanksgiving.